Hello, my name's Casey Long. I'm here with Shelley Rogers. Today's date is Thursday, October 5th, 2017. We were at the Georgia Libraries Conference in Columbus, Georgia. Shelley, how long have you been a member of GLA?
Hi, Casey. I've been a member for 9 years now.
9 years. Can you tell me about what you were doing 9 years ago that prompted you to join GLA?
Well, I came here from northern Minnesota, and that's probably enough to know why I'd want to come to Georgia. Northern Minnesota, where it gets to 60 below. Actually, I wasn't very happy there, basically because of some of the people that I worked with, just some of them. And so being a librarian, I did a national search. I had never heard of the University of West Georgia, but the opening was there. It just seemed exactly like what I want to do. And 9 years later, I'm still there, happy as a clam.
That's awesome. So what do you do there at University of West Georgia?
I'm the senior cataloger. So in that capacity, I'm responsible for the original cataloging of monographs in all formats, all languages. We're a small staff, small but mighty, so we have a copy cataloger who does most of the books. So, you know, I only would do what she wasn't comfortable doing, anything that complex to come along. And we have a serials and electronics cataloger, so I don't do those things either. But all the monographs in all formats.
That's great. So 9 years ago, did you come to Georgia for that job, or did 9 years ago you join GLA?
If I came for the job first, yeah, and I've always been involved in professional organizations, so it was a natural to automatically, I didn't even have to think about it, of course I'll join the Georgia Library Association, and so I joined at that time.
And so in these 9 years, cataloging has changed a lot, right, at the departments. How's that happened at West Georgia? What are some of the differences that you're seeing from when you began to currently?
Oh, well, it's huge. And in fact, I'm trying for a promotion to full professor at this time. I just submitted my dossier a couple days ago. And in my letter to the committee, I was talking about how there have been 3 sea changes in just the last 5 years. We went to RDA from AACR2. That is the content standard that we use, is resource description and access. I became a NACO participant. I learned how to do name authority records. So that's a huge new change. And also we just changed to the ALMA system from Voyager. How I do what I do changed, what I do expanded, and the system in which I do it changed.
Is there a large group of catalogers and technical services people here in GLA?
There are. I think that we're an active group, and that has been of importance to me professionally. The technical services interest group is the group that I'm talking about. So anyone from acquisitions, technical services, cataloging, electronic resources, anything that is technical services, they're welcome.
That's great.
And we like people from all walks of technical services.
So what are those meetings like? Do you just meet at the conference, or do you meet at other times during the year? Do you work on projects, or is it just a time to network and really kind of hash out these are the big issues that have been happening in the last year?
Well, I found the Technical Services Interest Group, which we call TSIG for short, to be a great way to learn of the other people. So networking, first and foremost, was I think valuable to me to learn who are the other catalogers in the state. If I have a question, who would I just pick up the phone and call or email? So for that reason alone, I thought it was valuable. We tend to just meet at the GLA meetings, which are annually in the midwinter, if you will, which is December this last year, but typically January. But we plan what we would like to see, what kind of new trends are coming out that we would like to see discussed in conference presentations. And then hopefully we have members that can talk on those topics, or we can reach out to other people we know to come in and speak on those topics. So we try to keep active professionally. You know, it's constantly changing, so we're aware of what those trends are and try to learn more about what they are.
So in addition to your involvement in the Technical Services Interest Group, you've been involved in lots of different leadership roles. I keep seeing your name in different places. So tell me about those different roles. Which was your favorite? Which was the most challenging? What are some interesting memories that you have associated with those?
Well, I think the biggest thing that happened to me was right off the bat, I was asked to chair the new members roundtable, which is a division of GLA. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty big.
You know, I didn't, you know, I was kind of taken aback. But I had Sarah Steiner was doing the role and transitioning out. And so, you know, she came to Carrollton, where I work, and talked to me and just kind of mentored me through it. And there's no better person, you know, than Sarah was to help us. So in that role, I just sort of stepped up to the plate. And because I don't know that the two go hand in hand, but being a cataloger, I'm interested in the organization of information. That's what I do. And I've always been interested in resumes. And that kind of became a valuable skill. I noticed that people didn't know how to do resumes in Georgia or CVs, curriculum vitae. They may not know about interviewing. They may not know job techniques. So through the new members roundtable, I think I was instrumental in helping to set up a regular resume review at COMO, or the Council of Media Organizations, the annual conference of which GLA is a part. And unfortunately, the new members roundtable didn't do that this year.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Well, I hope next year that'll come back, but I'll make sure that it will.
Right.
Maybe next year I'll propose a session on job hunting. You know, I've spoken sometimes on those kinds of topics, but I would just review people's resumes, and then I found other people would ask me to do that in some other venues as well, not just through GLA. But the new members roundtable tries to get new people in the state. They could be old, if you will, people like me, you know, who are not new librarians. I've been a librarian for 29 years now. Or they could be very new people entering the profession. But those people are all welcome to join the new members roundtable, and then you kind of feel like you have a friend. You know, you have someone that you know. You're not just thrown into a conference and you know no one. It's a nice way to network and learn some people. And there's sort of a spin-off organization from it, the Atlanta Emerging Librarians. Of course, you may not be in the Atlanta area, but if you are, they have mingles where you can get together and learn other people in the state, administrators to newbies like yourself. So GLA, through its committee structure and, if you will, almost spin-off organizations, has lots of ways of reaching out to new librarians or new librarians to the state of Georgia. I like that. I currently have been on the scholarship committee for several years, not taking a leadership role. I'm careful to just be a contributor.
But there's a lot of opportunities to be a contributor on that, because it's a very large committee and not everybody can be the leader of it. And it takes so many different people to make it really work. I've never been part of it, but I'm really impressed with the number of people that are engaged with it. So what are some of the things that you've done with it?
That's exactly true. If you're a member of the scholarship committee, you're asked to actually get 3 donations. You know, so it's a recruitment sort of effort. I find the easiest way, because at first I would ask other people in my library or just other people, and that may not be what they want to do. And, you know, we all give so much to different things. Maybe they, you know, they just weren't coming through. So I thought, what can I do? I need to come up with 3 donations. Well, in my personal life, I enjoy doing a lot of crafts. So I make jewelry, I do counted cross stitch, I can crochet, I can knit, I can do needlepoint. I do all kinds of things. And I found that to be a good avenue.
It is.
So I can buy the supplies, and it's tax deductible. What's not to like about that? Because I'm giving the things away. And I would have to say probably my favorite memory of GLA and of this conference is what just happened to me a moment ago. I was at the scholarship booth, and one of the volunteers that's helping came to the booth and said, "I love the things you give. I bid on them all the time. I've got to make sure I get a lot of tickets in the bucket." You know, I was gratified because I had looked around and saw that a lot of the gift baskets and the gift cards were going well. It is still very early in the conference, but all the handmade items didn't have anything in their bucket yet, any tickets. No one had, you know, put in. So I kind of wondered, are these things appreciated? And to have someone actually tell me, I love your things. I found that very gratifying.
That's awesome.
Very gratifying. Because you spend many hours crafting something. You cannot even sell it for the number of hours you put into it. Nowhere near. So I hope it's a work of art that someone appreciates or something they could wear as jewelry, something they like. But the fact that it's giving back is very important to me. So it's a good use of my time, my free time, and I'm giving back to the profession. And it's also a way to fulfill my obligation as a member of the scholarship committee. So what's not to like about that? But as a member of the scholarship committee, you not only give donations, but you're asked to help through one of the two tracks that we have is either helping to decide the scholarship winners or serving for the raffle. And I've always picked with the raffle so far. And so you might help out at the booth, taking tickets, taking people's money, giving them tickets. There's a lot of organization that needs to be done. The items all have to get moved to the raffle location. There's a lot to do. So it does take a small army of volunteers. So it's a nice committee to be on. I'm also currently chairing the handbook committee as of January. I will be taking over. I'm just vice chair right now. So I think I served on that 1 year before, but didn't really do anything, to tell you the truth. But if there are any handbook revisions, I'll be happy to do that. Again, organizing information and revising, it's up my alley. And I've often been involved in TSIG. I think, again, as soon as I hit the state, people were, Shelley, why don't you run for chair? Why don't you be chair? And it's not a great election. It's not like there are all these candidates. It's more like everybody looking around and saying, well, I don't want to do it. Why don't you do it? Oh, okay. So it's not that difficult to be elected chair. But I've done that before, and I'm the chair now, so I'll be leading the meeting this afternoon. So, again, it's just a matter of someone in GLA has the opportunity to step up to the plate and help other people in the profession, help to move the profession forward. And I try to do that in my own little ways. Oh, I think one thing that I also really liked was last year at the TSIG meeting, Kathy Jeffrey announced that it would be her last one. And at that point, I thought, we need to have this on the record. So I said, I'd like to make a resolution that we formally recognize Kathy Jeffrey for her many contributions to further this organization. And so it's in the minutes. So I'm very proud of that. Very proud of actually recognizing someone else. Because you do this work without a whole lot of thanks. We're mostly pretty good at applauding at the end of a presentation or maybe saying thank you or that was well done. But when you've served an organization for many years and you're retiring, that's the time. You know, we can't just let that go without saying something formally on the record. So actually, I'm kind of proud of that.
That's great. Is that what keeps you going in the organization, is just knowing that it's a supportive community? What is it that keeps you going in the GLA organization?
Well, professional development is so important. I'm going up for full professor this fall, as I mentioned, but it doesn't end there. I think the more you become an authority, or the more responsibility you assume, the greater your obligation to give back. It doesn't stop. You're looked to be the trendsetter, the rule breaker, perhaps. Sometimes people think it's just the newbies or the young people that think of that. I don't think that's true. I think with the voice of experience, you have an obligation to keep pushing the boundaries and thinking about librarianship in new ways. So I don't know if I'm always up to that challenge, but I like to think that I am. And professional development is where that's key. We need to hear presentations from other people and learn what's new in our field. We need to be challenged and inspired by the keynotes, such as we heard this morning from David Lanks in South Carolina's Library School. These are important things that are important to the profession or important to me. I'm always grateful for the people that I see really doing the heavy lifting of GLA. People such as yourself, Carol Stanley comes to mind, Kathy Jeffrey, Liz Bagley comes to mind, and Gordon Baker. There are so many people that give so much more of their time and effort than I do. And, my hat's off to them. We have some really hardworking terrific people out there keeping this organization going. And that's for everyone's benefit, not just librarians, but ultimately all of the people that use libraries in Georgia.
I agree. And we'll just keep having new and new people that'll be fulfilling those roles as well. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, somebody's got to pick up the banner.
Exactly.
And the more people that come into the organization, diversity and inclusion are two buzzwords that are constantly at our forefront these days in librarianship for good reason. And that's important. So we need to keep bringing in more people of diverse backgrounds, including everyone of all faiths and creeds and ethnicities, et cetera.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This has really been fantastic.
Thank you, Casey. It's been my pleasure.